Hey guys, welcome to the Leadership Adventure podcast. And today is Tuesday, so it's time for our weekly blog episode. And this week we are going to take a look at situational awareness. And I'll be sharing 10 leadership benefits that will result from your growth in this area. Now, first of all, if you are level one or two from last week's post, concentrate first and foremost on being more aware of those around you and how you affect or impact them. Once you improve there, it will be much, much easier to see the benefits from the 10 points about situational awareness that I'm about to share. Now, if you skip that, if you skip being more aware at level one or two, you might be able to fake it for a while, but at some point you won't pass go and you won't collect $200 as a monopoly. And you're gonna end up having to start over because you've burned some bridges along the way. So I can't emphasize strongly enough that if your attitude is number one or number two from last week, please, please, please work on those things first. Now, second for today's conversation, a working definition. Situational awareness is the ability to perceive and comprehend your surrounding environment, understand its context, and accurately ascertain logical outcomes given that pattern. Sounds a little bit formal, but it's really not. The basics inherent in that definition are being aware of relevant factors, events, and dynamics that can impact decision making, then simply take appropriate action. Now, just a quick story. I formally started managing people when I was 27 years old. And by formal, I mean I was getting paid for it. I've been involved in leadership roles, not paid, since at least junior high school, at least that's my earliest recollection, and I've been pretty much leading people nonstop ever since. And during all those years, I've concluded that one of the biggest things sabotaging potentially great leaders is a lack of awareness, both self and situational, and that lack is certainly in my top five that I've observed over the years. Now, situational awareness plays a crucial role in effectively managing teams, making informed decisions, and achieving desired outcomes. If you apply yourself to it, here are 10 benefits that I guarantee you will start to see over time. Benefit number one is better anticipation. So think of this like having a more powerful personal radar system. The earlier you see things coming, the more time you'll have to prepare and pivot if you need to, which is item number 10 on the list, which I'll get to in a few minutes. No matter where you lead, you'll have certain critical metrics that you need to keep track of. So these metrics should pretty much be the radar returns that you're looking for as you anticipate changes. Benefit number two is better decisions. I don't think I need to explain anything additionally here. When you have more comprehensive understanding, your decisions will absolutely begin to improve. Benefit three is better awareness of opportunities. If you're more attuned to your surroundings, you'll start seeing potential opportunities that others might overlook, areas that might also foster innovation and faster growth, which in turn will give you more of a competitive edge in the industry that you're operating in. Number four, better crisis management. Now, all of us as leaders have what I call response muscles. You know, just like working out regularly will strengthen your physical muscles, being more situationally aware will improve your instincts and your responses. It will also foster more confidence in your leadership with those you lead. And the more confident you are, the more confidence your followers will have in you. Number five is what I call extra crispy communication. And I apologize for the Kentucky Fried Chicken reference here, but it's actually pretty apropos. Increased clarity, more tailored messaging, and stronger relationships are the result of increased situational awareness. Benefit number six is improved complexity navigation. Man, today's business climate is incredibly complex. And so where do you start? You've got sometimes intricate stakeholder networks to look out for. You have dizzying regulatory climates depending on which industry you're in, light speed technological changes, and rapidly shifting market dynamics. And the markets are so segmented now that also adds a layer of complexity that we have to deal with as leaders. So clearly understanding these things doesn't alter their complexity. The complexity will always be there, but it will allow you to navigate the complex waters more easily. Number seven is better collaboration. Investing time knowing your team will create an environment of deeper trust, synergy, teamwork, and better problem solving. And you can also help your team to become more situationally aware as you yourself grow in this area. And if you've got your entire team with their radars on, then your collaboration and your effectiveness will certainly improve. Number 8 is better innovation. The collaboration improvements from item 7 will create a strong foundation for improved innovation. And that's usually accompanied by higher inspiration and more creativity throughout the organization. And certainly it's accompanied by higher employee satisfaction. Number 9 is improved credibility. And I mean improved credibility for you as a leader. Your commitment to improving awareness, your commitment to increasing your knowledge, your commitment to being authentic with your people, and the trust you place in them will improve your credibility and also that of your team. And indeed, it really does start to spill over into the entire organization over time. And the final benefit for today is number 10, better agility. If you have a more comprehensive map of your playing field that your radar has mapped out for you, that will allow you to adjust strategies and allocate resources and redirect efforts more quickly in response to new information or unexpected events. Now, we talk a lot in the leadership space about pivoting. So item number 10 is all about being able to pivot when an opportunity presents itself where you have to respond quickly. So what's not to like about any of these benefits? So I'd say, let's get to work. So thanks for listening, you guys. I will see you next week on Tuesday for the blog. And this Thursday, I'll see you again for the Devo. So I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time.